Hello, this is Robert Rickover at alexanderaudio.com, and today my guest is China Wine, an Alexander Technique teacher in London, England. Welcome to the show, China.
Hi, Robert. Thank you for having me.
And I should say that China's website, which I urge you to visit, is walkinginstilettos.com. We'll put a link to it next to the interview. I wanted to start, China, with asking you a little about your background and how you came to be an Alexander teacher, because I believe that you're also or have been a fashion model. And we don't get a whole lot of fashion models in the Alexander world.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's I guess I'm really quite blessed in this life because actually my first gift in life was to sing. I was born with a voice to sing. And it was just always during, you know, growing up, I sort of, you know, folk photographers would always want to take photographs of me. So I saw that the world of fashion opened up quite accidentally, really. But my first profession is I'm a singer-songwriter, and I'd always spent years working and touring with people like, you know, Eric Clapton, Bob Dylan, The Who, Seal, you know. And during my live performances, I was having to wear, well, my choice, but I wore killer heels on stage every night for 2 hours. And my back was completely destroyed. And after completing a one-year tour with Eric Clapton, I was in a very, very serious condition, my lower back. And I came across the Alexander technique, and for the first time in years, my back was actually getting better. And I was so fascinated with this that my teacher encouraged me to train to become a teacher, which really was the furthest thing from my mind at that point. But she encouraged me to become a teacher and said she could help me to get a place in the Carrington School in Holland Park, which was run by a man and a woman called Walter and Dillis Carrington, mm-hmm. who were in their 80s. And they worked with F.M. Alexander, the founder of this technique. So the school was, you know, first-hand teaching. So I decided to take 3 years out of my musical career and study the Alexander technique. And yeah, that's how I kind of came across it.
Oh, that's a great story. I know, of course, Walter and Dillis are both passed away now. But
that's right.
When I was training in England with an offshoot of their course, I got to meet both of them and had lessons with both of them. Could you say a little about the what your impression was after you had your first lesson?
Well, to be honest with you, up until that point, I'd been privy to, you know, top chiropractors, top osteopaths, top physiotherapists, and all of them had, you know, they were useful, but they didn't really give me any lasting relief to my back pain. So I was very, I was blown away, actually, when I went for my first lesson, because it was so gentle. And I remember my teacher just putting her hands on my body in specific places and getting me to stand and sit down in a chair, and she lay me on a couch. And how she worked with me was just so gently, and I could just feel my body releasing, and I felt like someone switched the lights on. I felt my posture had improved. I felt all these immediate effects, and I was just so fascinated. And I kept saying to her, "What are you doing to me?" She says, "I'm not doing anything to you." She said, "I'm teaching you the art of inhibition." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "What on God's earth does that mean?" And, at the time, I had no idea.
And how did she explain that to you at the time? Or did she just say, "Wait a little while and you'll understand"? Or what was your
well,
experience?
Well, I remember we both laughed, because I was like, I said to her, "What does that mean?" And she sort of said, "In time it will make sense to you."
Oh, right. And how many lessons did you end up having before you the whole topic of becoming an Alexander teacher come up?
I was having them weekly for probably about a month, 3 weeks to a month. And then I decided to double up on my lessons, and I decided to have them two weekly. And then I think I was so blown away, I wanted to see what the effect would be like if I had three lessons a week.
Right.
So I started having three lessons a week, and I think it was at that point my teacher, she must have thought, my God, she's really serious. She really wants to know about this, you know.
Right.
And so all in all, I'd say probably over about two, three months.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk in a second interview a little about your teaching practice. But do you still work as a singer or model in addition to teaching?
Well, it's interesting because now I've developed this technique of teaching women how to walk in high heels with the use of the Alexander technique. There seems to be a massive, I mean, it's just like wildfire at the moment. And so obviously I'm running with this, and my music is still there. I'm still writing my music. I'm writing my new album. And at some point along the way, I guess I'll sort of, you know, let the world know that I sing as well, and I do modeling. But for now, I'm just going to run with this this project because it's catching on worldwide at the moment. And I think it's great for people to be aware of the Alexander technique and the power of it, and the fact that it's linked to high heels now, which brings it much more into the sort of in the forefront and linked with fashion. I think the world is about to open up to the Alexander technique.
Well, we the rest of us teachers certainly hope that's the case. And I think your timing was perfect because there was this whole thing with Posh Spice and high heels. I'm sure you saw the buzz on that a few weeks ago. And I should say for our audience that we're speaking now in January of 2010, and the whole thing with Posh came out, I guess, the middle of December, or around that time. Well, I think that might be enough for this conversation. We'll move on to the second one in a moment, but let me just say that my guest has been Chyna Wine, and she's a model, a singer, and an Alexander Technique teacher in London, England. And her website, which I highly, highly recommend you visit, is Walking in Stilettos. That's all one word, walkinginstilettos.com. And we will put a link to it next to the interview. Thank you so much, Chyna.